Continues the Gemara Daf Nun Dalad Amud Beis, the last line. Not ales adam emish memares boy. The Mishnah, this is going back on the Mishnah that says that after the Akteris Akteris, he goes back and he takes the dam from the person that was standing on the Rovid Ravi on the fourth Balata, and he takes the dam that it didn't congeal, and now he goes back lefnai v'lefnim with the dam of the par. Then afterwards, going to be the Shechita Sasor and do the same thing with the Hazois of Achas Lemalo and Shiva Lemato. Zog the Gemara, what's his Hazo of Achas Lemalo Shiva Lemato? My Kamat, and the Mishnah says that he's Zorikit Kamatzlif. He's Mazik Kamatzlif. Veloyis Kavin Lazis Loy Lemalo Lemato, Pshat is, it falls on the ground. So what does it mean, Lemalo Lemato? Kamatzlif. Kamatzlif, Rashi in the Mishnah says, it's a word that he doesn't understand what it means. Loy Dati Lashoinoi. We know what it's referring to. The Gemara says what it's referring to. But what, it's like Malkus. But what is Lashon of Kamatzif? Rashi says, Lo Yedati L'Shoinei. Zok Gemara, my Kamatzif, what is the Etzen Taichin? What takes place by the Mice of Kamatzif? Machvi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda showed with his hands. Kame Nagdano, like someone who's Makkah, someone else, Beretzu. And you do Malkus, Beretzua, so you start higher and you go lower. You start Ben Aksafayim and you go lower. So the same thing over here. You start with the hazois higher, and then it go lower. Now, higher and lower means that if the palm is facing upward, that's called higher. When the gavaya, the back of the hand is facing downward and the fingers are upward, that's called lamalo. When the fingers are facing downward, and the palm is downward, and the back of the hand is up, that's called down. And you start higher and you go lower, but it doesn't end up on the parochas. It really ends up on the floor. Kamat slip that you go higher to lower. Zog di gomorrah. Tona. Kshu maza. Eina maza ala kapoiris. You're not maza on the kapoiris itself. But rather ala keneged oivyo shel kapoiris. Keneged the oivyo of the kapoiris. It doesn't end up on the kapoiris. It's just on the oivyo of the kapoiris. Kshu maza lemalo. Mitzadet yodoy lemato. When he's mazel lamalo, so that means his yodoy, the back of his hand is lamato, and the fingers are going up. That's called lamalo. Ukshumazel lamato. When he's mazel lamato, mitzade yodoy lamalo. So then the back of his hand is lamalo, and the fingers are downward, and that's called lamato. So this motion is lamalo, and this motion is lamato. Fingers up is lamalo. Fingers down, hand turned over, is called lamato. Now Rashi points out, and Rashi says, what were you saying? Right, but it means thickness.
The three boxes come up and it covers the kapur. The kapurs are not seen. The width of the kapurs are not seen out of the menorah, out of the earth.
Correct. It just means that connected the obvious kapurs, meaning in that direction. But it doesn't mean on the kapurs itself. Let's see Rashi, what Rashi says. Eina maz ala kapurs al gago. Ela connected oivyo. Velo hoyu domim noigimbo. Zok Rashi again, kshu maze achs lamalo mitzadet gav yodel lamato, umaze klapi lamalo, kshu maze hashev lamato mitzadet yodel lamalo, umaze lamul ponov, achas gvoyev achs gveno mechemenu, vekulo noifles baoretz. It doesn't fall on the kaparis itself, it doesn't fall on the parochas itself. It might have had some stains, but that's not where you were maze. Now, Reblei Malin, in Chelik Bey, Simon Yudzayin, this is a big yisoid in the azois of these primiois, of the par and the soyer, that you do achs lamalo and shev lamato. He says that it's b'yisoidoi choluk, it's different than the korbonus that you do a hazor on the karnas ha-mizbeach, achas yishtayim. Why is it different? Over there, there's a place that it has to reach. Over there, it has to go on karnas ha-mizbeach. So the tachlis is the mokum that it has to reach. Over here, there is no mokum that it has to reach. It's not the pshat that has to go on the kapiris. Fakir, it doesn't go on the kapiris. It falls on the ritzpah, but not in a specific place. So because it doesn't have a specific place that it has to reach, so the nafkamina is that you have to stand, Rashi in the Mishnah says, you have to stand ben abadim. Usually when you do a ma'is azob on the karnas ha-mizbeach, you don't have to stand in a specific place. The blood has to reach a specific place. You don't have to stand somewhere specific. You can stand further away and be ma'is on the karnas. That's because the tachlis is where it has to reach. But over here, the tachlis is not where it has to reach. There is no place it has to reach. It's you have to do the ma'is azob, so you have to stand in ben abadim. And he says another nafkamina. The Rishonim discuss, if let's say it was nikta yodoy, he became a balmum, before, after the Maisa Hazor, before it reaches the Karnas HaMizbeach. So by the Karnasem is Be'echetz, a psul of Mikta Yodin, it's called the Balmum. Even though I did the Maisa, but the Tachlis is the reaching the Karnas. So Mail, I'm called the Koin Balmum, B'shas, B'itz, the Karnasem is Be'ech, B'y psul. Masha'enkim, B'azois, Apnimiois, where the Tachlis is not a specific place it has to reach. Over there, the Tachlis is the Maisa Azor that you do. So even by Mikta Yodin, after you did the Maisa Azor, it would not be a psul of Balmum. That would be enough Kamina. The Valdigi is side of a blame Malum. Zog the Gemara weiter. Menohani Mili. From where do we know that you're not maza on the kaparis itself? Oh, so we're going to discuss now this omer two psukim in Vayikra tes zayin, posuk yudalad and posuk tes vav. Posuk yudalad, that means it's written on the side of the Gemara, the psukim. So posuk yudalad is velokmi damapar. Chronologically, first you take the damapar. So first you take from damapar, v'hizeh be'etzboi al pnei ha-kaporis, and you maza with the etzba on the pnei ha-kaporis. Now, pnei ha-kaporis, the lotion of pnei ha-kaporis, the Gemara is going to say, it seems like it implies that it's on the kaporis itself. Pnei ha-kaporis. Doesn't sound like on the floor. And then the pasuk continues, keidmo, v'lifnei ha-kaporis, and the hazos that you do lemato, lifnei ha-kaporis is lemato, yazeh sheva pomim. Here it says a number. Till now, it didn't say a number. It just says, by the pirate says, al pnei ha-kaporis, which implies maybe on mamish, and then it says, lifnei ha-kaporis, which is lamato, on the floor, it says a number, sheva pomim. That's by the par. By the sorah, it says, in posuk tes vov, v'shoch tes sorah chatos ha-shalom, v'evi domlin beis ha-pareches, and by the sorah, it says a general, you saw it. V'os says, domik ha-shos ha-dam ha-par. Whatever he did to the par, do to the sorah. The par was, achas lamalo, sheva lamato, and the sheva, there's a number clearly by Sawyer, and the achas lamalo, even though it implies, the Gemara's going to say it's not going to be on a kaparis, but it implies like that, but whatever you did by the par, you do by the Sawyer. But then the post continues, v'os says, dome kashos damapar, v'hiza oisoy ala kaparis. Here it says oisoy. Oisoy implies it, only one. So it's by the par, it did not say how many you do on top. It just says yamaza, and the matah it says seven. By the Sawyer, it says oisoy. Oisoy is singular. So oisoy ala kaparis. So it's mashma that it's only one. And then it says, v'lifnei ha-kaporis. Now, lifnei is mashma that it's not on the kaporis. Lifnei ha-kaporis, the lamata ones, is mashma that it's not al, behedi not al. Those are going to be the diyukim that the Gemara is going to make in this omid. So again, by the par it says, no number by lamalo. It just says, pnei ha-kaporis. And pnei is going to be mashma, it's on the kaporis. Gemara will say, la fugi that. And then it says seven times, the lamata says a number. And by the Sawyer, it says introduction number one, whatever he did to the par, do to the Sawyer. And then lemalo, it says oisoy, which is clearly a number, only one. And then it says vilifnei ha-kaporis, and lifnei ha-kaporis, the lamato is mashma, not al. Zog di gomorra, menohani mili, how do you know that it's not on the kaporis? Omer rav acha bayankav, omer rav zeigo makro. This is the first pasuk talking about, not by the Sawyer, by the second pasuk. V'hizo oisoy ala kaporis, vilifnei, oh, this is the going on the Sawyer, correct. V'hizo oisoy ala kaporis, your mazer the lamala on the kaporis, oisoy ala kaporis, and the oisoy we said is going to mean one, v'lifnei kaporis, and v'lifnei kaporis, that's how it ends of the pasuk, the lamata is lifnei kaporis, don't say a number, it says lifnei. Now, lifnei doesn't mean al. Zog the mora, lo yoyme lamata besor, why does it say lamata besor? The lo tzorich, you don't need to mention it, why? The goma mi mata the par. You can add some learning out from the lamata of the par, but the par says clearly that sheva pomi lamata. So what if they say bichlal lamata by the sor? Lo manemar, la kush, it's come to be makish, al lilifnei. Meaning, by the sor itself, it says lifnei akapurgas, and lifnei connotes that it's not on mamish. So Meluhu Adin, the ala kaporis, which is the lamalo by the Sawyer, doesn't mean al. Lakushe ala lifnei, ma lifnei the lab al, just like lifnei doesn't mean al, it means in front on the floor. The lamato by the Sawyer is mashma lifnei, meaning not on the kaporis. Af al the lab al. So too, viz oisa ala kaporis, it doesn't mean on the kaporis. So Sawyer, we clearly use to be makish the lifnei to the al, just like lifnei means on the floor and not on. So too, the lamalo means al and not on mamish. Maybe say fakert. Let's now look at the par. It shouldn't say lamala by the par. By the par, it says v'hizav etzboy al pnei kapoyres. Now pnei is mashma al, not lifnei. Pnei. So lo yoyim lamala par. Let it not say lamala by the par. The loy tzorich. You why do you not need it? The gomer mi mala the soyer. Because by the Sawyer, it already says a number. By the Sawyer Lamala, it says Oisoy. So you know it's one. So why do you have to say Bechlala Hazor by the par? Loma Nemar, what does it say it? La Kushe Lifnei La'al. To be Makish de Lifnei to the Al. Ma Al Mamish, just like by the par. Al is Mashma Mamish. So Af Lifnei Al Mamish. So who had in Lifnei should also mean Al Mamish. Al Kaparis. Again, let's see this more again. Adrab. You don't need Lamala by the par. You can learn that from the Sawyer that you know it's one. Loma Nema, why does it say Lamala by the par? It says Al Pnei Kaparis. Lakusha Lifnei La'al. To be Makish de Lifnei Kaparis Sheva Pomim to the Al. Ma Al Mamish. Al Pnei Kaparis is Mashma Al. Al Pnei, because the Loshim Pnei Lechara. Al Pnei. Al Pnei Kaparis is Mashma on the Kaparis itself. So just like the Lamala by the par is Al Mamish, so Af Lifnei Al Mamish, so to the Lifnei of the Kaparis, which means Lamato, should be Al Mamish. So Zokti Gomorrah, hi Mai. So we have a question. What are you makish? You makish behind you that it shouldn't be on the Kaparis, or you makish that it should be? Zokti Gomorrah, hi Mai. Iyamet Bishloma Lamata, the Sor Lakushe. If you're telling me that the Lamata of the Sor is to be makish that it's not Al Mamish, because Lamata the Sor, we said you makish to the Lamalo, where it's not Al Mamish, because Lifnei is Mashma, not Al Mamish. So lemala de par mi boy lechatanya. So the lemala of the par I can use for a different drasha. The tanya, what's the limut mi boy lechatanya? Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov. The ton of Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov. Al pnei akaparis kedmo. It says in the posik. This is the posik of the par. It says al pnei akaparis kedmo. That's going on the lemala part. Ze bonav komokish nema pnei ein alakodim. Whenever it says pnei, it doesn't mean on the top. It means kodim. It means on the side. And that's coming to, that's why it says, the Lamalo, the Alpnei, you have an extra drosha, you taka mi makish only the Sawyer, that just like it over there, it means not Al Mamish over here, also by the Sawyer, Lamalo, Mata are equal, not Al Mamish. And the Lamalo by the Pyre you use for a different drosha, that it means Kodim. Eloi, so then it's good. Eli Amid Lamalo, the Pyre Lakushe, but if you're going to tell me the Lamalo of the Pyre to be makish, that it has to be on the Kaparis, so Lamata the Sawyer, Lamai also. Why do you have to have Lamata the Sawyer? Why do you need Lamata the Sawyer? So must be that you makish the al to lifnei by the sor that it's not nageya mamish, and that's why it's muchach that that's going to be the limud. Zok tmo toner rabbonon vihizo isal kapoyres vilifnei hakapoyres. It says vihizo oisoy al kapoyres vilifnei hakapoyres. This is the pasuk of sor. Lamadnu kama lamala besor achas, because it says oisoy. Oisoy clearly means one. So lemata besoy any day. I don't know how many go below. You just know how many go above. Above goes one. It says oisoy. So lemata besoy any day. Kamo. I don't know how many. Hageni don. So you make the following limud. Nemru domin lemato bepar. By the par it says domin lemato. Over there it says clearly lemato. It says sheva pomim. So you have black and white. It says seven. So nemru domin lemato bepar. Just like the lamata of the par is seven, it says sheva pomim. Af lamata b'soyer is sheva. So that's one way to learn the lamata of the par is seven. Just like by the soyer, it says sheva. Maybe say fakert. Nemru domim lamalo b'soyer. It says domim lamalo by the soyer. The lamalo of the soyer, it says clearly that it's one. These are oisoy. Oisoy means one. Maybe compare the sorry to one another. Just like the lamala is oisay is one, so the lamata should be one. So what do you compare to? Do you compare the lamata of the sorry to the lamala of the sorry, which is oisay, which is one? Or do you compare the lamata of the sorry to the lamata of the power, where the Torah says, behead yesheva? Zok the Moranila mi doima, doni mata mi mato. You compare mata to mata, even though one is par and sawyer. They ain't doni mata lamalo. And don't compare sawyer to itself, to the lamalo of the sawyer, which is one. Zok the Moranila adarabe, doni gufoi mi gufoi, they ain't doni gufoi mi alma. You rather compare the gufoi, sawyer to sawyer, versus sawyer to par. Zok the Moranila tamad loimar, that's we have the posik. By sawyer, the o says, domoi kasha osa le dama par. There was an extra part of the posik. It says, do to the sawyer like you did to the par. What's coming to tell me? That you makish the lamata of the soyer to the lamata of the par, and the lamata of the par, it says seven. So to the lamata of the soyer, seven. She ain't tam aloyma, why does that say kasha osa? Umat aloyma kasha osa? She u kol as yosef shova. Shova is kishem she lamata of the par sheva, kach lamata of the soyer sheva. So now, meanwhile, we know that the par lamata is seven. Lamadnu kam lamata, bepar, uvesoyer sheva. That we know. that the par is seven, it says in the Torah, the lamat of the Sarah is also seven, even though it doesn't say, just the Akapurjus. Lamaila bepar edia dea kamo, by the lamaila of the Sarah, it says visa oiso, which is one. The lamaila of the par, it doesn't say how many. So, gemara lamaila bepar edia kamo, vareni don. Nem gudomim lamaila besor. It says domim lamaila by the Sarah. Venem domim lamaila bepar. And it says lamaila by the par. Now, ma lamaila besor, achas, because it says oisoi. So just like by the soil lamalo, it's one because it says oisoi, which connotes one. Af lamalo bepar is achas. So that's how you know lamalo of the par is one. But maybe say punkt faket, compare the par to itself or kal chederzu nemu dom lamato bepar. It says seven times by the par lamato. V'nemu dom lamalo bepar, and it says lamalo by the par, and don't say a number. So malamato bepar sheva af lamalo bepar sheva. Zok the mogel nira lemi doima. Who is it more comparable to? Don in milo mi milo. Maybe compare lamalo mi lamalo. They ain't don in milo mi mato. But do not learn milo from mato. That means compare milo to milo. And the milo of the sword, it says oiso, which is one. So to the milo of the par is one. They ain't don in milo mi mato. And not learn, don't learn par from par that it's seven lamalo because it's seven lamato. Maybe compare part to itself to lamata to lamalo, and it should be seven lamalo. Talmud loymar ve'os es domekash also. It says like you did to the par, you do to the sor. Shein tam loymikash also umata loymikash also. Shiu kol asiyos of shavoyz keshem shalamata bepar sheva. Just like lamata the par is seven, it says behedi in the pasuk. Kach lamata besor yesheva ukshem shalamala besor achas, because it says oiso, which is one. Kach lamala bepar is achas, and that's how you learn out that the lamala by both of them is achas and the lamata by both of them is sheva. The Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah said achas v'yachas achas v'shtayim. So when you do the hazois lamata, you're always mentioning again that you did achas of lamala, achas v'shtayim. Achas v'sholosh, sholosh lamato. But I mentioned the achas that I did lamalo. Zok di gemara, tonu rabbonon, achas v'yach, achas. Achas v'yachas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholosh, achas v'arba. Achas v'chomesh, achas v'sheish, achas v'sheva. Divra meyer. That's how we do. We count achas, always mention the lamalo first, and then you go into the number that you're doing lamato. Reb Yudah, the Bapukti says no. Reb Yudah Omer, achas v'yach, achas. Achas v'yachas, shtayim v'achas. You mention the lamata first, and then you mention what you did lamalo. Sholosh v'achas, arba v'achas, chomesh v'achas, sheish v'achas, sheva v'achas. What's machloikas? Zokmo v'loy pligi. It's not a yisayisik machloikas. Just rather maki asrei umaki asrei. Everyone said it the way they say it in their mokum. The question is, what do you mention first? Like you say 21, or you say echad v'esrim, or esrim v'echad. So the question is, what do you mention first? You mention the ikur and then the tofel, or the tofel and then the ikur? And that's the machloikas. Maki asre, maki asre. Zok Rashi. Ba asre, de rameya moini minyan klal tchilo. You say the klal first. So mainly you say, achas, v'arba, achas, v'sholosh. The klal is the lamalo. V'achakach prat, and then the prat, which is lamato. You go in esrim, v'achas. 21, you say esrim first. Esrim v'shtayim. Mashenge ba'asre, Rabbi Yehuda. Prat chilo, the prat goes first. The prat is, you say, shtayim v'achas, sholosh v'achas. The prat goes, is the lamato, that goes first. Shtayim v'esrim, sholosh v'esrim, you say, 320, whatever, sholosh v'esrim, not esrim v'sholosh. So mele, that'll be the machloikas over here also. The lamalo, the lamato, I mean, is the prat, and so mele, you say, shtayim v'achas. You say the prat first. And lamalo is the klal. So Mela, the question is if you say the prat first or you say the klal first. That's the asre demar v'asre demar. Zok the Gemara, the kuli alma mias hazori shoyin etzich minyan. Everyone agrees that you have to re-mention again the hazol amalo. It's important to recount again achas shtayim v'achas or achas v'shtayim, sholosh v'achas or achas v'sholosh. Zok the Gemara, the kuli alma mias hazori shoyin etzich minyan im kol achas v'achas. With the each one of lamata, you have to mention again the lamalo. Zok the Gemara, my timer, what's the reason? Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Loza Oimer, Shelo Yite. So you shouldn't make any mistakes. Bahazois, meaning, if you say Sholosh V'achas, before you say the word Arba, Achas gives you time to think, what's the next one? So when you say Sholosh V'achas, the Achas should be Mata Bahazois, you know that you're going to be Arba next. Otherwise, you might get mixed up in the number. You got Yochanan Omar. It's exactly like Kosev. You have to be Moined Lamalo again. Omar Ko Vilifnei Kaporas Yaze. It says by the Hazoz of the Par Vilifnei Kaporas Yaze on the Lamalo. She ain't Tamaloy my Yaze. Why does it say Yaze? It already says in the beginning of the pasuk. V'hi's a bet boy apnei Kaporas Kedmo Vilifnei Kaporas Yaze. What's Yaze telling me a second time? Umat Tamaloy my Yaze. Limit al Azori Shoyne Shetzicha Minyan. You have to count Azori Shoyne again. You have to mention again the Achas of Lamalo. Im kol achas v'yachas, my benai, what's an afkamina? Zog demora, ikka benai, an afkamina is, d'loimona v'loito. If he didn't count the achas l'malo, and he did not make a mistake. So if it's exeris akos, you have to count it, so it's a psu. But if it's only shloyita, to give time to remember where you're up to, so then it won't be a problem, even if you didn't count, l'maisi, you weren't toya. Now, the etzem word that you shouldn't be toya, so it will be an afkamina. If you do achas v'sholosh, achas v'arba, so then the shoy, if you see sholosh v'achas, arba v'achas, so the time to be thinking is by the word achas, after you said the word sholosh. But if you do the opposite, if you say achas v'sholosh, achas v'arba, so then the time that you have to think is going to be before. Meaning again, if you say achas v'sholosh, so the zman to think is on the achas part, before you say the word sholosh, before you say the word arba. But if it's the opposite, if it's sholosh v'achas, so then the time you think is going to be after the achas. And then the first one, because you're starting off, you don't need to think. That's the first one, that's poshut. So that is the Gemara says, in afkamina of loimona v'loito. So now there's a Yisoidis Dika Biskarov and the Tosis Shonim over here. I'll just speak it out and we'll stop over here. The Gemara says clearly that you count all the hazois of lemalo. You have to count again with the Sheva hazois. Zok the Tosis Shonim. Limit al azor is shonish tzicha minyan. Mefarish betoyis kahanim. This is a toyis kahanim that says, midichsiv sheva po'omim, since it says sheva po'omim, veloiksiv sheva tipin. Po'omim mashma l'shem minyan. Po'omim is mashma a minyan. So there's a din that you have to be moina. There's it says a portion of a word of po'omim, sheva po'omim. Po'omim means minyan, not pshat. You do sheva tipin. Po'omim means minyan. That's what the toyis kahanim brings. So the achronim explain this to Teres Kahanim. The Mikdash David says, the word is different than the Biskrov. The Mikdash David learns as follows, that its pshat is, there's seven hazois, sheva po'omim. It's not the pshat, it's one hazor of seven tipin, but rather it's seven hazois. So how is it nicker that there's seven hazois? The way it's nicker is either the minyan. Bishloma by other hazois, when you do on the karnas hamizbeach, it's nicker because it's in different keren. It's time shenachas, wherever it is, it's in a different corner. So that's the hecker that it's a different hazor. Masha'enkim b'hazois apnimius, where does it avekishtel that it's a different hazor? Only through the minyan. Because be'etzim, otherwise you would look at it, it's not as a different minyan. The what makes it a seven hazois and not hazor achas im seven tipin is the ma'isa minyan. That's how the Mikdash David explains. The Biskrov learns mamish fakert and tois kanim. He learns that usually when you have shtayim shen achas regular matonos, so be'etzim each matona is a separate matona. They're separate matonas. Could be it's mefaglim b'chatzimate, but each one is a separate matona. Masha'inkin the zayin hazois, there's seven hazois. It's one hazor. It's one hazor that has to be consecutively counted 1 to 7. So in Mela, each one needs the other one. One needs two, needs three, needs four, all the way till seven. That makes it into a Maisa. That means you need the minion to be mechaber into one Azor. So it's Mamash Fakert from Mikdash David Tzvora. He's saying you need to mechalik and you need to mechaber it. And that's good for what the minion does. The minion makes it a Hebrew of Zion. The Nafkamini, he says, is the Gabi Mefagna Mechatzimater. It won't even be a Mefagna Mechatzimater over here. It's not the Pshad, it's one out of two Azois of Shayin Shein Abri Mefagna Mechatzimater. It's not even a Chatzimater, it's the seven Azois are one. So mainly it won't be a Mefagna Mechatzimater. Let's just finish the end of the Tesis Shonim. Then he continues. What's the mistake? Why do you need to say achas again? If you're not going to count again hazor la'atzmo, im kol sheva shalmato, yovav yitav yichla hazor ishoyna bichlal elu lecheshben sheva shalmato. V'yaschel loyim ba'hazor ishoyna shalmato shnayim. If you're not going to say achas again, you'll count the hazor la'mata as number two. And it's not number two, it's number one, it's a new count. So male, if you say achas, you won't say shnayim on the la'mata ones. You won't realize you have to start a count again. In fact, the Tayshonim bim Toymar, Ilhochashin of this Dolchash, Soloma lo yichlo lazori shoina, Lichal elu sheva de lamato, Vinimi atches, just count till eight. So why do you have to start again to count? You're worried you're going to stand lamato as eight. Just count to eight, and you know you're covered. V'yimna atches v'lo osi limiti yeshloim adoloi efsher. The mitzvah lahavzik b'matonei shel lamato mitoch zayin v'lo mitoch ches. V'chanami mashbi yushalmi digor asos amagab yechnon k'dei shli yito amagab zira k'dei shikma asos mitoch sheva mashbi shagoytze loim ha'kein k'mo yishbirashu she'ein lo ilam nois ad shmoyno. It's not the pshan you count till eight. Ela ad shiva v'gishoyne moynim kulon shli yita. So it's a minion of shiva and it's a minion of achas. It's a separate matonis. It's not pshan, it's eight. So mele, in order not to be mati, you talk to put achas again and you can't just count one till eight. We'll stop over here about him at all.